We will hear argument this morning in case number 11398, Department of Health and Human Services versus Florida. Mr. Long?
Mr. Chief Justice, and may it please the Court, the Anti-Injunction Act imposes a pay-first, litigate-later rule that is central to federal tax assessment and collection. The Act applies to essentially every tax penalty in the Internal Revenue Code. There is no reason to think that Congress made a special exception for the penalty imposed by Section 5000A. On the contrary, there are three reasons to conclude that the Anti-Injunction Act applies here. First, Congress directed that the Section 5000A penalty shall be assessed and collected in the same manner as taxes. Second, Congress provided that penalties are included in taxes for assessment purposes. And third, the Section 5000A penalty bears the key indicia of a tax. Congress directed that the Section 5000A penalty shall be assessed and collected in the same manner as taxes. That directive triggers the Anti-Injunction Act, which provides that no suit for the purpose of restraining the assessment or collection of any tax may be maintained in any court by any person.
Well, that depends, as the government points out, on whether that directive is a directive to the Secretary of the Treasury as to how he goes about getting this penalty, or rather a directive to him and to the courts. All of the other directives there seem to me to be addressed to the Secretary. Why should this one be directed to the courts? When you say in the same manner, he goes about doing it in the same manner. But the courts simply accept that manner of proceeding, but nonetheless adjudicate the cases.
Well, I think I have a three-part answer to that, Justice Scalia. First, the text does not say that the Secretary shall assess and collect taxes in the same manner. It just says that it shall be assessed in the same manner as a tax without addressing any party particularly.
Well, he's assessing and collecting it in the same manner as a tax.
Right. Well, the assessment, the other two parts of the answer are as a practical matter. I don't think there's any dispute in this case that if the Anti-Injunction Act does not apply, this penalty, the Section 5000A penalty, will, as a practical matter, be assessed